This is F1 Indy Girls with Soraya and Sherelle. We are two girls who love Formula One and IndyCar. Let's get right into our Children of Alabama GP recap.
But first news.
Before we do that.
Big news has come out since we last recorded. Quite a bit of big news.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It's big.
Let's start with last week's news. Because we didn't cover this in our last week episode. Because we had already recorded. About the Penske team.
I think that came out after.
After we recorded last week.
Yeah.
So we haven't talked about it yet.
But there's another thing we have to cover.
Well, yes. But no, this came out first, I thought.
Which, wait a second. I'm confused now. Hülkenberg came out before Penske came out.
Okay. I forgot about that
one. I was like, wait a second.
Okay. Forget.
We're all good.
Here we go again.
Now we're all on the same page. Okay. Hülkenberg, lo and behold, kind of a surprise, signed with Kick Sauber for 2025. So he is officially with Kick Sauber.
You know what this means? We need to redo our predictions of where everyone's ending up. Since we haven't released that
episode,
we're going to redo that.
Because now we know. Which means that gives us a spot for Haas. Now we can move on to Penske.
Yes.
She just is too excited.
I thought you were talking about something else when we were talking about. Okay. We're
good. No. See? Hülkenberg.
I don't have the notes pulled up. Okay. So, last week it came out that the Penske cars, the clear back in St. Pete, had the ability to use push to pass on the starts and restarts, which is not allowed in IndyCar. Kind of like in F1, where you can't use DRS at the, like, on the first lap. Same goes with IndyCar with push to pass. And
push to pass is the equivalent almost to DRS.
Yeah, it basically gives them an extra boost in the engine to kind of help them, you know, get past. So the Penske cars had the ability to use it. It's supposed to be, like, disabled on those laps. But they had the ability to use it still, and two of the drivers might have used it. They definitely used it.
Fully on used it.
And so those two were disqualified from the race. Will Power did not use it,
which left Scott McLaughlin and Joseph Newgarden as the ones who used it.
Yeah,
since you didn't specify. For those who don't know the Penske team,
yes. Will Power didn't use it, so he just got 10-point penalty. But was not disqualified from the race.
Disqualifications caused Scott McLaughlin to go from P1 to 29th, and Joseph Newgarden to go from the top to the midfield.
And so, kind of, you know, and big news there in the IndyCar,
say the least. World. It caused, I wouldn't say it caused, it didn't cause a lot of drama, but it did cause a lot of, like,
there's just lots of questions behind it.
There are so many, and we're, of course, not going to get the full story. You're only going to get the full story if you're on the Penske team, and
but
that's just
everyone from the Penske team who has come out and said something about it
has also
has said different. Something different.
So it's and so, just very conflicting. We still love them. We still support them.
Totally, 100% support them. The reason it came so far after St. Pete, like this, that they realized. So in thermal, because it wasn't a points race, it was like about small heats, they were able to use it on the starts and restarts. And so, you know, nothing came about then because it was normal. It wasn't until Long Beach when they were able to use it in the one of the sessions they weren't able to use it in. Like, they weren't supposed to be able to use it in. That IndyCar was like, wait a minute, this isn't right. And so they went back and looked at St. Pete and was like, oh. So that's why it came about so long after. Like, they acted fast after they had the information. But like they didn't even think to look at this because it shouldn't have been able to be used at all.
But the other thing is I'm pretty sure Joseph came on the radio during St. Pete and was like, I have pushed pests.
Well, so I know during Long Beach, he was like, hey, the push to pass is not working. And they're like, you shouldn't be able to use that. But Joseph was like, I thought because, you know, we were using that thermal, it was just had been a rule change that we were now allowed to use it. And so he was like, yeah, I was using it. And Scott McLaughlin was more like, oh, like, yes, I was pushing the button, but I didn't, like, think we were, like, it was there.
I think the other thing that was, like, pretty huge with at least Joseph is Joseph has come out literally to, I don't know how many people in the IndyCar, and I think out to other people outside of IndyCar, but even when they don't have push to pass on a normal race, normal circumstances before this happened, he would sit there and just constantly press the button, even if it wasn't working.
Because, like,
he just pushes the button for no reason.
And
he has no explanation, either.
Well, other than the fact that, like, what if? Like, what if it works?
Yeah, but, like, that's not a, I don't know, that's just not a very good valid reason. You know it shouldn't work, so it's not going to work.
But, you know, like, I feel like for most drivers, if they knew it was there,
they would
be trying to use.
See, the thing is if like you put any driver in that situation, and they're going to do the exact same thing.
Yeah,
like
they're like, oh, it's working. Okay, it's working. Like I'm going to use it.
I'm going to use it. But then there's also this thing because like, Scott McLaughlin and Joseph Newgarden were super super close last year, like super super close. They did so many things together. They had a whole YouTube series going and all these different things. And it could have just been something that Joseph passed down to Scott, you know, just as like a, hey, you know, whatever. Or they're just debriefing and Scott says that, or
yeah.
Joseph said it and Scott took it on. And so that's why Scott was like, oh, I'm going to start pressing the button whenever. Yeah. Like there's that whole
thing. I don't think it was done on purpose of like, we're purposely trying to like, you know, cheat the rules. It was like, Joseph really thought the things had changed and he was allowed to use it. And so he was using it.
Yeah, there was a lot going. There's just a lot.
Yeah. And then other IndyCar news. You want to cover this one? Not really.
I got this. I'm kind of upset by it. David Malukas is no longer part of the Arrow McLaren team. Nothing really came out from Arrow McLaren. They have yet to say anything that I'm aware of.
I mean, they posted it just pretty much the same, like, as everybody else, I'll find the official statement.
He basically, David Malukas, we kind of covered it, he was in a mountain biking accident in the beginning of the season, right before St. Pete. I can't stop yawning. My goodness. And I need, go to IndyCars.
Okay, page. I'll go to that one first. I was just going to say what Arrow McLaren said. Arrow McLaren announces the team has released David Malukas for the remainder of the 2024 NTT IndyCar Series season. That's all they said.
They
haven't said who's going to replace him, what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's just they've released him.
But basically, he hurt his wrist and had surgery and everything else. And then he hasn't been able to race since then. And apparently it's a lot more extreme than we realize because it seems like he's healing. It seems like he's doing good. Like, you know, you see pictures and it looks like things are going good and everything. But we apparently don't know much. This statement was released from David Malukas and he said, the past 3 months have been challenging. I felt privileged to have had the opportunity to drive for Arrow McLaren and regret that it never materialized. I would have loved to have continued representing the team and its partners going forward. They have been good, and I appreciate all that they have done for me. I have done everything possible to speed up my rehab process, treatments, physiotherapy, strength training, but my recovery has taken longer than anticipated. Every injury is different, and every body heals at a different pace. I'll turn my full attention to getting back to my 100% and then prove that I'm ready and able to compete to win. So we don't know if another team, possibly Dale Coyne, I feel like would be the only team with an open seat to pick up David Malukas.
Or he might help fill in some of it because they still really
They
don't
don't
have full-time
ton of
drivers.
full-time
They're just switching
drivers.
around drivers, so he could
So he could possibly
possibly,
become
that
a
was his team last year.
full-time driver, go back to them. I feel like they left on pretty good terms, so it could be a possibility.
But it'll be interesting to see what Arrow McLaren does, who they will, if they're gonna just sign someone and have them do, or if they're still gonna continue back and forth between Callum and Theo, and it'll be interesting to see who will be in the car for the 500.
It will. I'm not gonna lie, was kind of heartbroken by this just because I know I'm not the only one. I sat there and I read comments the other day when I found this out, and I know a lot of people are very, very upset at the fact that like he wasn't able to give them like they didn't give him a chance. It's an injury. Like they want to be able to like they felt like he should have had a chance, and like I understand that, but I also understand the fact that like they need to be able to do what's best for their team, and right now David Malukas isn't that. But I just wish David Malukas was able to have a chance with a higher team because I feel like he is a good driver and deserves that. So praying and hoping for a speedy, fast recovery starting now, I guess.
I know, because I was like, so far it has not
It
been.
has not been speedy and it has not gone too well. So we can pray and hope that he will have a speedy and well recovery and that everything will go a lot better. I am so tired, obviously. Thing is I'm not
I
tired.
kept you up too late last night.
But I feel like I have energy. Like I'm
You're
fine,
just
but
gonna yawn.
obviously I just can't stop yawning, but I feel like I have so much energy.
Okay,
But besides the point,
I feel like that's the
that's
main.
all the
I mean,
news.
obviously there are definitely rumors going around in the F1 world about Adrian Newey leaving Red Bull, but nothing's been confirmed. So we're not really going to talk about that because until it's confirmed, we're not going to dig too much into that. Other than I'm pretty sure Soraya really hopes that
Yeah, it is what it is.
true.
I don't know why he goes to Ferrari, goes to McLaren. I feel like Red Bull will still dominate just as equally.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is an IndyCar podcast, not an F1 podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Just kidding.
But going into our Alabama. I was like, what?
Children's of Alabama or GP
Children?
recap.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say Alabama. Our Alabama recap. Just first off, what a race. I think I saw more in that race than I've seen in a race in a long time. So it's kind of nice to get some excitement on track. But some of that excitement came in some strange ways.
What you mean by everybody going off?
Okay, everybody going off. And then our favorite moment, I think, Georgina.
Georgina decided she didn't want to hang on to the bridge anymore. Here's my story. I made this story up as we were sitting there.
Why Georgina?
Why Georgina made an appearance in the IndyCar race. So if you don't know, Alabama, what is the track name? Barbara?
Barber.
Barbara? Wow,
Yeah.
okay.
Words are hard.
Words are not my thing, ever. Let's be real here. Anyways, Barber is known for some quite extravagant things. They have some interesting sculptures all around the track. For example, I couldn't tell if it was a gorilla or a naked man holding up part of something. I was really disturbed slash intrigued by that sculpture.
I feel like the most common one everybody knows from Barber is Charlotte's Web,
Oh yeah, Charlotte's
the
Web of all the
spider.
spider. That one's not as weird as the half-naked man that looks like a gorilla holding up a light
But they
post to the
have,
bridge.
yeah, they have
They have some interesting sculptures.
sculptures all over the place. Beautiful track, But on one of the bridges,
there's a bridge that goes over the track. And usually there is this mannequin that just hangs from the bridge.
This mannequin's no
every name, every is. Day. Is this that? Every race time. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna stop right there. Words are not my thing. But her name is Georgina. Georgina decided today that today was the day she was going to drive an Indy car. And not only any Indy car, but she really wanted to drive Scott McLaughlin's Indy car. The only thing is she was just a tad bit too late, or a tad bit too early, and she didn't end up getting that. She didn't end up getting it, so she fell on the ground, and McLaughlin just drove right past her, and then so did other people. And then next thing we know, Georgina is missing a wrist,
an Indy car taken off.
Her whole hand was just ripped off. But not only was, like, it was just weird because it's only her right hand, but her left hand somehow magically is still intact. We don't know. But anyways, she failed her mission. She is fired now from hanging from the bridge because she missed McLaughlin's car. And is probably dead. Let's be
I think a favorite picture from after the race is Scott holding the mannequin's hand. Holding the mannequin,
saying this could have ruined my race.
Yeah, he's like, you know, old girl could have ruined my race, but I still had to see her.
Yeah. She tried her best to make it into that car to drive it, but she failed. L for her. She was the loser this weekend.
The loser.
Because Scott McLaughlin was the winner.
Yes.
Surprise.
Talking about loser of the weekend, what was your low of the weekend?
To be honest, I don't really have one.
It was a good weekend for you. My low of the weekend.
That's why we shoot.
I feel like I can't.
No, I have one.
Last week's low, so I gotta make up something else, even though it's the same.
My low of the weekend was my second love of my life. Having a horrible pit stop. And then continuing to drive.
I mean, you need more than three wheels to continue in the race?
Yeah. I hate to break it to you, but when your tire decides to just not
it
cooperate
itself off of the car,
it said not today, and he ended up getting maybe a couple of yards away from the pit exit and going into the gravel with his tire just
rolling away.
I guess I should mention this is Rossi. For those of you who don't know, my second love is Rossi. It just decided, I don't want to race today. I choose not. That was my low of the weekend.
My low of the weekend. Since I can't choose the same one as last week. And
no one said you couldn't.
With insane Pado's. I guess this time it's only really Pado's Sunday. It was disastrous. I will choose something else. And I will say, what was it? It's so hard for me to pick anything else.
Then just say Pado. Wasn't really anything Pado, else.
Because that was it.
You could say Stingray Rob.
That was also pretty bad.
Glad he's okay, though.
Yes, glad he is okay.
It was a pretty horrible crash.
Yeah, we'll just say Pado awful. Again, because really...
I have no other lows but that. Let's
I
be
am
real
so
here.
Down. I should not let races affect me this much, and yet here we are.
You would think you would have learned that by now.
I should have. But I don't.
There's a lot of things you feel like you haven't learned yet about racing.
Oh, I know. Like, I tell myself every time. I'm like, I really shouldn't. And then here I am. Maybe I should go to some sort of therapy because I still let, you know, cars going around in circles decide my mood.
Okay, that sounds really depressing that you say it like that.
But am I wrong?
I mean, I don't let it affect my mood as much as you do.
That is true.
But yet again, I feel like I'm desensitized since I am a Ferrari fan.
Yeah, I was like, you're a Ferrari fan. You're so desensitized.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, it's like whenever I start rooting for a driver, all of a sudden...
That's not true, because Pado did so well in so many races since you've
until
started watching
now.
It's just the start of the season. Things are always rough.
The slump He'll get through it and get stronger. I believe in him. Next week is going to be his week. Last year, he got 2 podiums on the Indy GP road course. And so, now that they're going back to the Indy road course, I'm determined he's getting a podium. So, there we go. I'm putting it into the universe. Pato on the podium at the Indy road course.
It's also only race 3.
I know.
Like, they have so many races to go. I think we'll be okay.
Okay, but, okay, now that we talked about lows, we'll talk about highs, because I need to get past the low.
I'd be curious to see what your high is.
Well, you do your high first, and I'll follow up.
Christian Lingard got P6, and for most of the race, he was up in the top 3, until Scott McLaughlin decided to ruin his race. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't ruin his race. There was just a little minor, like, it didn't even really, like, they didn't hit, but McLaughlin technically had an unsafe release and kind of hurt Lundgaard going in, which then made Lundgaard lose some time, but go McLaughlin because he ended up winning, but, like, no.
I feel like they both lost a little bit of time, but.
Yeah, but then you, of course, like, I feel like it's a lot easier to make up that time going out of a pit stop than it would be to go into a pit stop. Anyways, but he got P6. He had a phenomenal weekend. I'm so happy.
I have 2 highs, actually.
Wow.
We can first
be,
one.
We can be optimistic here.
Go Scotty Mac for showing everybody.
That he doesn't need push to pass to win.
And that.
Well, let me rephrase this. He doesn't need an illegal push to pass.
Yeah. And that, you know. I feel like after having that and being, like, disqualified, the news of disqualification, and dropping back to, like, the very back end points, to be able to come to Alabama, put it on pole, you know, get the win, just show everybody that, you know, he's still in this fight. My second one was go Linus Lundqvist for getting a podium. You know, rookie podium. We don't see it all the time, so yay. Yay, Linus. Those are my 2 highs.
There you go.
I'm choosing to be positive still.
Are you,
even
though?
Even though I'm hurting.
Are you, though?
My heart is breaking, okay?
Welcome to the world of racing. Welcome to being a Ferrari fan.
Okay. But yeah. I feel like at this point it's just being an Aaron McLaren fan because the last 2 races have been not great for them.
That's 2 races out of
but it's
years. Okay, but that's years of in a row. They're doing so bad.
They Ferrari's not doing that.
They're not winning,
but they're not like out or in the bottom. Okay, but moving on to the actual race now. Started out pretty good. We did have some contact in the first little bit. We had Linus VK hitting the back of Stingray Rob's car, spinning him in a little twirl, spinning around. You love the way I phrase that.
Okay. I'm so distracted. I'm sorry.
So Renus got a drive-through penalty for that.
Unless he used his drive-through penalty
during the caution.
During the caution, so
it wasn't really affect him that much.
Yeah.
I was kind of annoyed by that.
Yeah, because we know what happens next.
Yeah. I feel like. I don't know. I'm really not going to.
You feel like what? Please, inform us.
I was like, your driver ruined my race, okay?
My driver did nothing!
Well, he slowed down and Pato to avoid hitting him. I feel like after last week, Pato was like, I'm not hitting anybody. So he's like trying to avoid hitting Lundgaard. Goes for a spin in the gravel. Comes back on, you know. Now tires have taken a run through the gravel and continues on his way, now like at the back of the field. Well, after that, as he's trying to make his way back up through positions. He went on, I don't know what to call it. He went
on a curb?
Well, a curb, yes. As he was trying to pass another driver. And I was going to say a hitting rampage. And hit into another driver. So he got a drive-thru penalty. Because he, you know, may have gotten Pietro Fittipaldi out of the race.
May have or did?
Okay, at this point you should know when I say may have, it means did.
Okay, but I know, but do our listeners know?
Oh, I think they do.
But not our new ones.
Well,
you've got to be nice to our new ones.
When anybody says may have, we all know what they're really saying. So, yes. He was trying to pass Fittipaldi. Fittipaldi had left enough room, but it kind of put Pato up on the curb. And as Pato went over the curb, it made him kind of lock up. And he went right into the side of Fittipaldi. And he went spinning off into the gravel and into the wall.
Sorry, I thought of something really mean.
Are you going to say something mean about my driver?
I said Mr. Fast Hands wasn't Mr. Fast Hands this weekend.
Yeah.
So, yes, I was.
Yes, I know. let's see. Other people who went off. We had Dixon went off. I think Herter went off. We had all sorts of people running off.
The rookie went off like five different times.
Christian Rasmussen had quite a few adventures. Into the
gravel
and things, grass, people hitting him, like, he was all over the place.
He was everywhere. I think
it was like every other time you're like, oh, that's Christian again. Oh, there he is again. You had a few incidents with Joseph and him, like, you know, as people are trying to pass or things, him getting wide a few times. He managed to keep it pretty much on the track every time. What else happened? Oh, we had the big Stingray Rob crash causing another caution to come out as he ended up in the barriers because something happened with his steering wheel. It was basically just connected by the wires, he said. Like, so it wasn't really working. So yeah. Not great for him. Who else had little moments? Let's just say there was a lot going on.
That's it.
But it was like every few laps there'd be like, oh, there's a little bit of contact there. Oh, they're like, they were pushing hard.
They were playing bumper cars. They weren't racing any car. They were playing bumper cars.
Yeah, and I feel like that is one thing because I guess towards the lower end, it's not every position's a point, but like because you're getting points all the way throughout the field. Every position matters. And so you're going to fight for every position. And so, but sometimes they fight hard. Like today. And so, yeah. There's a lot going on. And then at the end, what caused that caution? Oh, that was Christian Rasmussen caused the caution right at the very end. As he started, something happened with the car.
He locked up and then
like stalled the car.
And
then, it starts rolling down the hill.
Well, then his engine just
okay, yeah, turned it just off. Like stopped. So, and then he starts rolling backwards down the hill. So they brought out a caution, which kind of made it like a fight. Well, again, of course, we were on like we had multiple strategies, whether it's three stop, two stop. All that fun stuff. And so it kind of became, oh, this whole caution caused it of like, oh, maybe some people are still in it because, you know, these people who now have more fuel and are right up close to them. Still, Scott McLaughlin won. And right at the very end, Pato decided that it would not be a race weekend without hitting a teammate. So he decided, he didn't, like, again, not on purpose. I almost called him Teddy Porcher. The upper chair. I don't know exactly what happened. It was hard to tell. It looked like almost hit into the back of VK, but then that caused Pato to hit in the back of him, spinning him around. And it was just, you know, I felt so bad for Errol McLaren and for Pato at this point. Because it started, like, you could tell at the beginning of the race, he's like, oh, I'm not hitting anybody. And then by the end, you're like, oh, Pato. So, we're going to have better races from now on. Let's see, you had quite a few drivers up towards the front that we normally don't see up there. Probably because we had so many drivers end up in the gravel and ending up in the back where they normally aren't. So we have, yeah, some of the rookies. Obviously, we had Linus that was up there. We had Marcus Armstrong right up towards the front where, you know, like, he normally does good, but normally not quite so high up. Yeah, it was a good race, I think, overall. Lots of, you know, excitement and things to keep it exciting. I feel like I talked a lot.
I just sat here. You just went on a whole story, and I just sat here.
I kept expecting you to, like, jump in.
I wasn't going to cut you off. You just kept going.
Well, now you share your thoughts. I'll be quiet.
I don't have anything else to say.
Surely there is something else.
You basically covered everything. From Lingard. That's my thought. There's literally nothing else that happened.
I was like, I don't even really remember everything that happened at this point.
I'm sure you remember more than I did.
You were also working on homework.
I was working on homework. I have so much going on. It's the beginning of the semester, and yet I feel like I'm at the end of the semester.
Yeah, we're excited. Next week, we will have Miami recap. And then the week after that will be the Indy, like, road course recap. And then after that, one of us will be talking from Indianapolis.
I don't want to. No.
Yes.
We will both. Because we have the Miami GP. Wait. No.
No. You're right. I was like, wait a minute.
This one. Sorry, I'm trying to skip stuff. We have the.
So it'll be Miami GP, the, I can't remember the name of the.
Sansino? No, there's no N. Sansio.
Sansio.
GP recap. Along with our own little, how we prepare for the F. How we prepare for the Indy 500, the things we've done, the things that we are packing, just kind of getting a little insert
words.
Anyways, I'm just not even gonna try because I know I'm just gonna continue to fail. Basically, just our little, like, what we're doing to prepare for the Indy 500, and then that week, the next week, we have the Italian GP recap,
along with
the Indy 500 qualifying
recap.
So hopefully, you are able to watch Italy, because I'll be watching it.
I will watch it at some point, I'm sure. I'll have time.
I will have all the time in the world. Just kidding, no, I won't.
Watch social media and stuff around that time. We will be posting, like, stuff from the track.
Keyword.
As in, I will be posting.
Sure, I will be posting stuff.
From the track.
I will be sitting at home doing homework.
You will. And taking tests. You know, Indy 500 weekend, you will be there.
The following weekend, we have the Monaco GP, which we somehow have to watch as we watch the Indy 500. And then we will give you our Indy 500 recap. And those are the rest of May. So we have some fun ones coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting. I'm pumped. I have, like, four different things coming in preparation for the Indy 500, and I could not be more excited.
Yeah. We are, I think at this point, like,
I have merch coming.
We are literally counting down, like, the hours. Okay, days, hours,
days,
all
hours,
of it,
and minutes.
We have countdowns on our phones. Like, cannot wait.
Yeah.
We've obviously been to a race live before, but like nothing beats it.
Nothing is this big.
Yeah.
Is what we will be going to.
And we cannot wait to see the drivers and just be in that environment. It's such a fun environment to be in watching a race. So highly suggest it if you ever get the chance. Especially to go to an IndyCar race. Just because you have so many opportunities to run into the drivers and stuff. I know we've said that so many times, but it's so true. But yeah. What? You obviously thought of something.
Yeah, the things I have coming. I have merch coming. I'm such an adult. I literally bought a suitcase because my family, we travel via car. That's just how we've always been. Like, we drove from, like, I think Montana to Washington, like Seattle, Washington, mm-hmm. one time. Like, we just travel car.
Yeah, that's how my family's always
been.
It's
so much easier for us with how many people we have in our family. And so we never really had suitcases. Like, our suitcases are a duffel bag, like a sports duffel bag. That's what we use. And so my parents went on a cruise forever ago, so they had to get actual suitcases. And so when I went to the Gallagher Grand Prix, I just used theirs. But my family is going on trips the same time I'm going on trips, and I need my own suitcase. Plus, I'm 21 years old, in case you cared.
You're like, I need my own suitcase.
I need my own suitcase. I can't rely on my parents for the rest of my life. And so it was the most adult thing I have ever bought, a suitcase.
See, but I also did that just recently. I was like, I have to buy suitcases for all these trips I'm going to go on.
Months ago, though.
But mainly just so I can, you know. But if I could, I would go to, like, I would travel to, like, all the races. Like, it is, like, my dream job to just be able to travel to the races. Like, if I could do that for a living, oh, I would.
My dream job is so different.
I say that as, you know, I literally have, like, a full-time job and in a career I spent a lot of time working to get into. I'm like, nope, I'd give it up in a heartbeat.
See, I would not.
It means you didn't have to finish school.
I have spent way too much time and money into this degree.
See, but then you'll get out of it and start working and be like...
But I'm excited. Plus...
See, I was excited too.
Okay. But you also are in a nursing place where you don't want to be. I'm sure if you were somewhere else, you would be so much happier. Like... I don't know. This has been my dream job forever, and so I'm very excited.
See, mine, that's what I was. But things changed. Then I found racing, and it became my love. I would love to go be a photographer. Let's be honest. That's what I want to do.
That would be fun, but I can't support a family off of that, and I think that's my biggest thing. Is not being able to support a family off of taking pictures for F1 and IndyCar. I mean, I'm sure people do it.
Yeah, I was like, people do it. And I always have a fallback option. My nursing license ain't going nowhere.
Must be nice. Because mine will. That's the thing.
Okay, now that we got sidetracked.
You wanted me to talk more.
Yes, I did. And I'm happy you got.
You did the recap. I'm just going to blabber about whatever else.
Yeah, no, we're so excited. And hopefully we will be getting more stuff out on Instagram and stuff. It's been my bad. I've been kind of busy and haven't taken time to put things together. So we'll work on that.
Now you know how I feel.
You act like I'm not busy. I do have a full-time job.
I know. But you have more time than I do.
Maybe.
Just by a little bit though.
Okay.
Someone's trying to get Cheryl's attention by calling her.
It's the vampires.
They want your blood.
Yes, they do.
Give it to them.
That's what happens when, you know, you're the universal donor. Everybody wants your blood. Okay.
I don't know what my blood type is, so...
Well, just, if anything happens, say, get Cheryl, I need her blood. Because you can have it.
I'll just be like, phone? Is Cheryl going well? I'll just put you as my emergency contact.
Yeah.
So you and my parents get calls.
Okay.
But what if I have that, like, one blood type that, like, it's like the golden, or not the golden blood. The one that, like, no one has. The rare blood. What if that's me?
Well, as long as you're a human being, you can have my blood.
Maybe I don't. I'm just kidding. Maybe I'm secretly an alien. And I'm here to kidnap you.
Well, you've taken a long time to do that.
I have to warm up to you. I can't just kidnap you right away. I'd be suspicious.
Like you're not warmed up to me already.
Not close enough.
Just kidding. We literally like think the same.
We are the same. That was my plan all along. Now I just have to convert you.
Okay, but we are so glad you joined us this week for our Children's of Alabama.
Why do you say it so like? Oh my goodness!
Because I gotta get this right.
Children's of Alabama GP recap.
We hope you will join us next week for our Miami GP recap.
I thought you were going to mess that one up, too.
I'm going to slap you. I swear, we are not abusive around here. Even though I sound like it sometimes. Okay, but we hope you will join us next week. As always, it's been a pleasure getting to talk to you guys. We love doing this. So.
No, I can't. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. We hope you have a great week. Bye.
Bye. Why does it sound like a musical?
Bye.